This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday the new coronavirus may never go away, and populations around the world will have to learn to live with it. As some countries around the world begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions imposed in a bid to stop the virus from spreading, the WHO said it may never be wiped out entirely. The organization's emergencies director, Michael Ryan, said, quote, HIV has not gone away, but we have come to terms with the virus, end quote. More than half of the world has been put under some form of lockdown since the coronavirus crisis began. The virus first emerged in Wuhan, China, late last year and has since infected more than 4.2 million people and killed nearly 300,000 worldwide. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll topping 82,000. Europe moved ahead with its emergence from coronavirus lockdown Wednesday and laid out plans for summer tourism, but the pandemic gathered pace elsewhere. Britain followed France, Italy, and Spain in easing its lockdown, but only in England, where people were given more freedom to leave their homes and return to their jobs if they cannot work remotely. Austria said its borders with Germany would reopen from mid-June, and Berlin said it aimed to end virus checks at its land borders in about a month. In Mexico, the General Health Council says construction, mining, and automobile manufacturing industries are now considered essential and may resume operations. The move came ahead of the president's expected announcement Wednesday of his plan for gradually resuming economic activity in Mexico. For more on these stories and all of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. is urging the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to come together a day after deadly attacks in the country left at least 56 people dead. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed its local affiliate carried out the suicide bombing of the funeral for a police commander, but no armed group took credit for Tuesday's bombing and gun assault on a maternity hospital in the Afghan capital of Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged Israeli leaders Wednesday to factor all parties into a proposed de facto annexation of the occupied West Bank so that it squares with Washington's plan for Israeli-Palestinian peace. During a one-day visit to Israel, Pompeo held talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival turned designated coalition partner, Benny Gantz, the day before the inauguration of their new government. In July, the new government plans to begin debating extending sovereignty to Israeli settlements and the strategic Jordan Valley in the West Bank.